This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, now we've all seen cribs on TV, right? We've all seen celebs' houses in OK and Hello magazine. But the thing is, you don't really find out what they're like. You don't get an insight, do you? Because they've always tidied it up. Sometimes it's not even their house, they hire one, don't they? So we've came up with a kind of new idea where we get one of our listeners who is doing some work in a celebrity's house at the moment to give us a bit of a guided tour around just to see what it's really like. Now, last week we heard about Dame Judi Dench's Oscars and somebody that had tried to finger her BAFTAs. We've had someone on who had been around Madonna's house in the past. Apparently that was very impressive, as you'd imagine. And we've learned how a lot of workmen, frankly, have no qualms whatsoever about revealing all about the people's houses that they've been into. Now, on Friday, I got a text from a bloke called Mike, who said he was going to be in a celebrity's house today. So we rang him up and we asked if he would have a bit of a snoop round for us. He said yes, he would be up for it, as long as we didn't reveal which celebrity's house it was, because that could get him into real trouble, probably get him fired. So he told us who it was, but we're obviously not allowed to tell anyone at Radio 1. So we agreed to that with Mike. We just said that he would be in a mystery celebrity's house, and that's all we would say on the matter. It's kind of a bit like through the keyhole, I suppose, but somehow more wrong. Now, he's been there doing a bit of painting and decorating for this mystery celebrity at the moment. So earlier this afternoon, I got him on the line, and this is what happened. All right, Mike.
Hello.
So where are you at the moment?
I'm actually in the kitchen at the moment.
Of the mystery celebrity's house?
Yes.
Right. What's it like? Is it nice, or...?
It's pretty posh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, fancy do, yeah.
Yeah? Looks like she's got a bit of money, does it?
Well, you can tell that from what I see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Now, could you have a look in the fridge for us? Just tell us what's in there. Open the fridge.
Right. We got, wine, milk, fruit, veg, yogurts, usual healthy stuff.
Right, okay.
Wine first.
There's wine. how much wine is there, Mike?
3 bottles.
Okay.
Are you in Scott's house?
Okay, what else is there in the kitchen that you can see?
A lot of dirty dishes.
No.
There's a dishwasher, and I'm opening it up, and there's... I can't really say the person whose house it is, but they're not very clean.
By that, you mean that there's washing up?
Well, there's plenty of it just left there, yeah.
Right. God, you don't get that on cribs, do you?
No.
A sink full of washing up.
Brilliant.
Now, are there any letters there?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Right, are they on the side, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of thing?
Some mail for, bills and stuff.
Oh, excellent.
Most of them.
Why not open one of those for us?
Well...
No. All right, Mike?
Yeah?
Can you hang on a second, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, he's on hold now, and he can't hear us. What Mike doesn't know is that we've got the actual celebrity on the line listening to everything that is going on now. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
This is Liz. Liz McLarnon. Liz, you know, off Atomic Kitten. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So,
bugger.
So, Mike is in your house at the moment.
He is.
He's been quite well behaved so far, though, hasn't he?
No, he is. He's been quite good, actually. I'm quite pleased.
And are you kind of... didn't go through your poke. We didn't open them.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Have you got anything incriminating in the house that you kind of don't want him to find?
I really don't want him to go through my dirty undies.
No.
No.
And are there dirty undies in there at the moment, or...?
I don't know. Probably in the washing basket under the stairs.
Right, so the washing basket shouldn't really... Well, he can't hear us, so it's fine.
Don't ask him to go in the washing basket.
Okay. Anything else? You haven't got a secret dungeon or anything, have you?
Under my bed.
What?
It's all private stuff under my bed.
Oh, private, okay, under your bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Where do you think we could send him now?
Under the bed?
No. Yeah, no, not under the bed, but to the bedroom. Yeah, to the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is it in a good state at the moment?
Yeah, no, it was quite tidy.
Okay.
I did tidy it a little bit.
So that's what happened when we spoke to Liz and to Mike earlier on. Mike is doing some work in Liz's house at the moment. Remember, Liz is actually listening to everything that he is doing. Can we get him to go into Liz's bedroom? How far can we push this?
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Where do you think we could send him now?
Under the bed.
No. Yeah, no, not under the bed, but to the bedroom. Yeah, to the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Is it in a good state at the moment?
Yeah, no, it was quite tidy.
Okay.
I did tidy it a little bit.
Right, let's see if we can persuade him to go into your bedroom. Do you think he's going to do it?
Yeah,
do you think
of course, he's going to do it. Yeah. Right. Be mad not to.
Okay. Right, let's go. Let's speak to him. Mike.
Yeah.
Now, I'd quite like you, if you could, if you wouldn't mind,
right,
to wherever it might be, find the bedroom for me.
Okay.
Just like that.
That's very easily done.
All right, then
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Yeah, probably, actually.
Would you?
Yeah.
Seriously, right, if you were him, yeah, would you go around snooping around people's places?
Yeah.
If they were famous?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, go.
I don't think I could do that.
You're a liar, Scott Mills.
I don't know, maybe I might have a quick look.
You had a complete shufty.
Right. Where are you now?
I found it.
Right, okay.
Blimey.
Now, you've got no problem with going in there, right?
No.
All right. She won't find out, will she?
Well, who knows?
I love this. All right, Mike.
Right.
Wait a second. Right, he's on hold. He can't hear us, Liz.
Yes.
Didn't have any problem with going into your bedroom at all, did he?
I'm really annoyed at that.
Oh. Don't sack him. Don't sack him after this, please. He's actually been quite honest, though.
No, he has. I'm glad the way he said it's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
So but I'm not happy about the dirty dishes.
Have you,
someone else was meant to wash them.
You get people to do that, darling.
One of your staff.
Yeah, darling. I have somebody doing that.
Have you had many workmen in your bedroom in the past, Liz?
No comment on that one.
All right, so obviously you're in on this. So what will he find in your bedroom?
Well, I left some clothes on the bed. There'll be some nice clothes on the bed.
All right. So the question is, if you don't mind, Liz,
what?
Can we persuade him to put your clothes on?
Yes, fantastic.
All right?
Yeah, do it.
He's been good about everything else. I think this might be the limit. I don't think he's going to do
it. I think he'll do it. I think he will.
Okay, wait there. Mike?
Yeah?
Right, so you're in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, you've not given away who it is.
No.
Which is good. I'm very honest of you. Right, so you're in the bedroom.
Kind of.
What's it like in there?
It's not very big, to be honest. It's got a big bed right at one end, and there's loads of, like, wardrobes, a fancy mirrors and everything.
All right, and what's the bed like?
It's big. It's
what's on it?
There's a bra and dress on it.
All right. What colour is the bra? Good morning.
A little pinky bra and a red dress.
Good actual morning. All right. Okay, Mike.
Right.
£20 if you put the bra on.
No.
No. £30.
I'll tell you what.
£30?
£50 and I'll do it.
Pardon?
£50 and I'll do it.
Okay.
Can I just check? Are you bribing a man to dress up as a woman here?
In a celebrity's house.
Right.
I love this.
I just had to check that.
Did you say £50 and you'll do it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Go on, then.
No.
I've got this wrong image in my head now. Little pinky bra on a workman.
It's hard to tell him, isn't it? Bloody hell.
Why do you want him to do this? Why do you want him to do this?
Mike?
It's on.
Good work. Good lad.
You have a pink bra on at the moment.
I have a pink bra on, yes.
does it feel nice?
No, actually, they're quite uncomfortable, to be honest.
Are they?
Yeah.
Quite tight on you, is it?
They are very tight, yeah.
Mike?
Yes?
Got someone here that wants to speak to you for a minute, all right?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How uncomfortable is that bra?
That's right, it's Liz McLarnon, and you're in her bedroom right now.
You are so gone.
In her bra.
You promised you wouldn't sack him. And so if you could, like, take Liz's bra off now, please.
Oh, my God.
I've got to send you £50 as well.
Yeah. You'll need it.
Are you mad at him, Liz?
No, I'm mad at you, because you were telling him what to do, the crazy stuff.
Quite right, too.
Can't believe he bloody had the idea. No.
Your house sounds lovely, though, Liz.
He's just impressionable, that's all. He's an impressionable young boy. That's why I hired him.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was Mike, who just tried a bra on of Liz McLarnon's in her actual house. He's never going to live that down, is he? Really?
Not really, no. I think he'll get quite a lot of stick for that, to be honest.
In the trade.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.